Hi there, I'm Lady Ganja.
And I'm the Midwest Canna Queen.
This is a podcast about our adventures in the cannabis industry,
puffing and passing,
and our best ideas.
We are the Devil's Lettuce Ladies.
And I'm the Midwest Canna Queen.
And today we are seshing about Valentine's Day. But first, what you smoking?
I have been smoking Joker's 99. Oh, look it. Now it's not even moving. Perfect.
Technology is working out for us already.
Yeah. I've been smoking high-minded Joker's 99 in my bong a lot.
Nice.
Yes. It says that it's like between a focus and an activate, and I would tend to agree, but I can read the description for you. Indica heavy hybrid with a creamy, I hate saying cheesy smoke, balanced by earthy undertones and a sour fruity exhale. Incredibly potent, long lasting. Joker's is no joke. Yeah. It has a slow building high that begins with a warming euphoria and mental focus. And fades into a hazy, giggly bliss and a tingly body buzz. So this recording's gonna get lit. this laid-back bud is perfect for unwinding at the end of the day or enhancing a lazy Sunday. So it is a cross between White Runts and Jet Fuel Gelato. And yeah, I like it.
Okay.
So I've been smoking it in my...
Does it taste cheesy?
I can't say that. I don't...
It's earthy, cheese, and apricot. What a mixture.
I know. And the thing is not often am I going to be able to, like, pull out notes like that. And that's just part of my palate is not there.
Yeah.
So, which is good, because I don't think I would enjoy that taste.
I mean, I smelled it earlier, and it did have, like, a fruity-ish, like, citrusy almost kick to me. But I feel like a lot of things smell citrusy to me that aren't. I don't know.
Yeah.
Weed is hard. Every weed is so different.
It's the same thing for – like, I always compare weed to wine. Like, I can't – I like it. Do I like it? That's all I can give you. We went to pick out wine this weekend, and I knew what I wanted from a bottle I recently had. Mm-hmm. It was very inexpensive, but I liked it. And I'm like, we're standing in Total Wine, and I'm like, I don't even know where you look. Like, you can go to, like, the kind of wine, but how is it? It's top to bottom shelf, but is it alphabetical? No. Like, how do they place this wine? Anyways,
did you buy a Josh wine?
I did not.
Have you seen all those memes that are like they're having like a marketing like renaissance right now because someone decided to make Josh wines into a meme?
Oh, really?
And they like their sales have done. Like, I followed somebody on Twitter today, and I apologize that I am forgetting. I literally just followed her, but she did like a whole thing where she interviewed like restaurateurs and like people that had liquor stores, and like she was like, is this actually happening? Like, is Josh like making money off of this? And they're like, yeah, like,
really?
Meme marketing, just kind of wild. But
that's amazing. Anyway, same thing for weed. It's like, I like the high. I can't tell you how it tastes. The only time, like, Trap Cookies was the one thing that I could really get a flavor out of. But
very potent.
Yes. But anyways, that's what it's meant, and that's what I'm smoking.
Yeah, smoke out of a PAX.
I have. When we were on the road last week, I did bring my vape with me, my Solo 2, and oh, so nice. I was smoking out of that. But then I still couldn't. Like, it just, some things just I can't taste anymore still. Anyway, what have you been smoking?
Heard. Well, we forgot to talk about this aphrodisiac chocolate. How could we forget that we took before recording?
Okay. I actually took mine this weekend.
So it was just me.
Yes.
You got this from where?
It was a friend gave it to me. Just to try it.
And we thought, you know, with Valentine's Day coming up, we should try this Love Aphrodisiac plus THC chocolate and see what happens.
Yeah.
So far, so good.
It's Northern Lights effects. So we took this weekend, and I mean, I don't know. It's wild to me to put this, like, the packaging of all of this, and yet nowhere on here can you figure out why they can say that it's an aphrodisiac. There's like
no information.
None. Even down to give me like the what terp makes you think that's what it is, or what cannabinoid, like whatever. I don't know.
What if like the sticker enhanced, like what if the sticker is like covering up and it's like has Viagra in it or something? And we can't see that part.
Right. No, we looked it up online and couldn't find out either. Hold on, I'm gonna try again.
While you're looking that up, we'll post a picture of this, but also the dosing on here is very confusing because it's a chocolate, but it doesn't, like, we can't tell. There's no lines. It's just like letters like raised up in the chocolate. So, I have no idea how much I took. You just pulled off a chunk and I took half of it.
So I'm wondering if they've maybe they changed like packaging, because this says 4-1, but it doesn't say 4-1 what. And honestly, when you like do a quick Google, I get sent to a dispensary page. I don't get sent to like their website. Yeah. So hard to figure out.
Oh, it does say on here, our herbal blend of love-inducing plant extracts.
That's it.
Work together to enhance arousal and heighten sensations.
That doesn't tell me anything.
Yeah, it's a lot of...
there's a lot of buzzwords in that.
A lot of buzzwords. But, I mean, I feel like I ate an edible, so...
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's pretty standard. Taste very weedy. Yeah. Like, it was pretty... strong weed taste in the chocolate.
I mean, yeah. Sweet Valentine's Day gift.
Yeah. So, you know, try it out. See what happens.
Yeah.
I am also smoking. I have a new live rosin pen that I'm obsessed with. I feel like I find a new one pretty often these days. I'm excited to see more. But this one is by Society C. Mm-hmm. You got one as well.
I did.
And I got the spritzer. It's like has a really like orangey terps. Like it tastes really fresh. I really like it a lot. The bud tender that recommended it to me did say like it's sativa leaning, which we all know is,
right,
again, another buzzword. But since sativa has become synonymous with like an activating or an energizing high, like, yes, that's how I like it. Like it's a little, just a little pep, a little burst of energy for me. So I'm really digging it.
Mine was the pastries, I think. And same, it was more for like a focus, more activate. It draws hard, and that meant that I've taken some giant rips off of it that then end up in my nose and I have a sneezing fit.
I know. When I first hit it, because I was like, I had another like 5-10 cart that I really had to like draw on it, and then I went to that and I was like, holy fuck, took a huge hit, was coughing for like 5 minutes straight.
Yes.
Anyway, but
okay, I can't believe that I haven't brought this up yet of what I've been smoking.
Okay.
It could be because I've been smoking it. Wait a minute. I don't want to interrupt you.
No. I'm
still talking about your life rosin.
No, I'm done. You go right ahead. Tell me what you need to say.
I dipped my toe into concentrate.
Oh shit. How could you leave this out?
I think because I've been smoking too much concentrate.
That that is a downfall. Lost some brain cells.
So talked to some people that, you know, have like dabbed, I guess, and got some recommendations and purchased a dragon egg and watched way too many videos before I actually even tried to use it. And I still have so many questions. Like,
oh, have you smoked out of it or no?
Yes.
Okay.
A few times. And that was Crude Boys Live Resin Scotty's Cake. Okay. And I don't have the information in front of me, but I will tell you that, like, yeah, I think I've been smoking way too much of it and it's making me ultra high.
Wow. So it's okay. So what does a dragon egg do? Like,
so I am so uneducated about this, but like it, you put your concentrate in like the little oven and you turn it on like it's a vaporizer. You turn it on in this thing. It has coils in it. And then you put water, like you can put water in it or you can't, you don't have to. I have been. And this particular one, it has like three different settings of like low, medium, high. I've only kept it on low. I don't need like, listen, I have been in this industry for 3 years and this is like the first time I've ever done this. Keep, you know, low. But now,
burn your lungs.
So I've done it like 3 times, but I have so many questions. And the one thing I cannot find online is like when do you know that it's done and how to how do you clean it out properly? Like I have questions and honestly, it's very hard to find. And I feel as if being the marketer that I am, I know the search terms I should be looking for it and I can't find it.
So you just smoke too much concentrate? No.
It's so true.
Dragon egg or whoever. Is dragon egg?
Luca, I think, is the brand and the product is a dragon egg. They also make a seahorse pen.
Oh, cute.
Which is probably what I should have started with just because I quite literally, I just like jumped right in. As one does. Listen, my brother always said to me, like whenever I've gone off and started a new hobby, he's like, step one, get all of the things you need so at least you know you look like you know what you're doing. So that's what, so I go get this dragon egg and then, but like the pen, it would be, you would just put the concentrate in a pen. Like I will tell you, it tastes delicious.
Oh, that's good.
Yes. I love everything about it. But I don't know that I know that I'm using it correctly, like to clean it or whatever.
Yeah.
So
that's dragon egg, please tell us how to clean it.
I know. I can't figure it out. Like, does it just go away? Does the wax go away? There's so many questions. So, because that's what I mean. Like, I don't know. Is it done? Doesn't seem like it's smoking anymore, but there's still stuff. I don't know. It also doesn't look like it's not burning because I have it so low. These are the things. Like, I can't figure this out. But I do know that I get very high. It tastes great. And I've been super chill about it.
I'm happy for you.
Thank you.
Just use some isopropyl alcohol.
It does say, like, it does give you the percentage to use.
Okay.
But do you do that every single time? Like, I don't do that with my vape.
Yeah.
Like, you don't do that with the packs, right?
As needed, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would think this would be easier information to find out.
I mean, you've got it. I believe in you.
Thank you. Anyways, so that's what's been happening. And that's what I've been smoking. A lot, quite honestly.
As one does.
As one does. Anyways. It's time to take a quick break before we hear our highest thoughts. Are you ready to hear our highest thoughts? It's time to recap the genius or questionable ideas we stumble upon after getting Stony Tony. So, what you got?
I think in the spirit of Valentine's Day, I was thinking, you know, a gift idea that I had recently. My idea was that, like, it's so hard to think of a unique, special, memorable gift for everyone in your life who may be into way different things. But everyone could use a candle. Uh-huh. And I made candles for everyone. I've pretty much everyone I know at Christmas.
Yes,
and
you did.
It was very fun to do. And it was a not expensive gift that you can like mass give to all of your friends. So I think like my new go-to gift for anything, for like anyone's birthday, just you can expect this from me from now on, is a candle and a pre-roll.
Ooh, I love it.
I think that's going to become my signature.
Ooh, I think it's fantastic.
So
that's awesome.
Get ready, everyone, to get that for the rest of your life. What's your idea?
There was a time that I mean, I still do like a lot of like oils, essential oils and stuff like that. But there was a time that like I would always like family members, all of the women, they all loved some of the stuff and mixtures I would make. And so I would like every holiday, like stocking stuffers, it would be like roller balls of things and whatnot. It was so wonderful.
Yes.
And it was, because you could mass do it like in an afternoon.
Yes. And then just be like, everybody, here you go.
Right.
It's something from the heart.
I know. You took time to make it. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Great idea. Here's mine. And this is just small insight into the Stony Tony that I have been for a while. I've been on a cleaning streak in this house. I'm in the challenge. We will talk about it for months because it takes 14 weeks. A vacuum cleaner is never clean.
Yeah. Especially if you have pets.
Well, because you always have to vacuum around the garbage after you dump the can or you're emptying the bag or whatever. And so then it can never be 100% clean after all of your cleaning.
No. How often do you like take the filter out too? And like, I bet you probably clean it like all the time, but I don't think I've ever taken mine out.
I mean, I have a bag vacuum.
Oh, shit.
Probably
works better than mine, honestly.
Because, like, every time you take that, like, a can off, it just goes everywhere. So, like, collect it in a bag. But even at that, like, there will be a little bit, usually, sometimes. But anyways, but I do have a filter and stuff. I do check that often. But I do have, I just got, like, a stick one that is a can, like, for quick stuff.
Ooh.
And I haven't really checked that out and when I have to do that because it's new. But great question. I probably should find out.
I mean, I just never do it and I probably should. But like, yeah, no matter how many times you – because like once a summer I'll like take it apart and just like take a hose and like hose down the whole thing.
Right.
And it still feels disgusting. Like –
This is how I know I'm been too Stony Tony because I can talk about fucking vacuums.
Well,
also I'm 75.
They're important. Also, didn't your dad own like a vacuum store?
And
you probably know everything about vacuums.
And he had a commercial cleaning business. So yeah,
she's a professional.
I have multiple vacuums. I think I have like three garage vacuums.
Holy
so
shit.
Yes.
A garage vacuum?
A few of them.
A collection.
I kind of do. I have one for the rugs in the garage. I have one to like a shop vac. I have one that's like a handheld for a quick like thing to get in the car.
I mean, it is always spotless in this house, so I believe it.
It's a little bit nutty. But
I love it.
Anyway, so more about how high I've been and talking about vacuums.
Well, I think we're going to take a quick break. And then when we come back, we are going to talk about Valentine's Day.
Very excited.
Getting into the ring. You ready to go?
It's time for a main event.
I mean, we can change any of that.
I love it. Yeah. Today we're going to talk about cannabis and Valentine's Day.
Ooh.
I thought it was interesting how many, what was the statistic that we read? It was like 60% of couples were planning on including cannabis or something.
Oh, yeah, we did read that.
I'm going to have to find that. God damn it. It's not on here.
Well, it makes sense. With more people smoking weed, more people eating edibles, smoking flower, all that, like more people are going to incorporate it in their holidays. So it makes sense.
With your best bud.
With your best bud.
Yes.
So, I actually am not like a Valentine's Day celebrator.
Yeah. Not really either. We have dinner and like a dinner and a date planned in a couple weeks. Like it's not on Valentine's Day. And I think we're going to try to like make a dinner. We usually have always just done a dinner. And you know what I get? This is what I've done the past couple. This will be our third one. I've gotten a DQ does a Valentine's like ice cream cake.
Oh, that's cute.
And it's like, so then I'll go get one of those. And that's what we have. We eat. He, of course, cooks something amazing because that's what he does.
Oh, wow. I mean, were you doing more than I like don't even acknowledge it sometimes. But I think it's cute. Like, I think Valentine's Day is cute.
Mm-hmm.
And it's ironic because I like came up with gift ideas for this episode. But
yeah,
this is stuff that you can give at any time. It doesn't have to be. It can be Galentine's Day.
Galentine's Day. That's what I mean. Best Buds Day.
Best Buds Day. I love this. But you have some date night ideas.
I do have date night first. Ideas. Yes. So I can't get over the first one. It's just the first. So I found it. It's in the current 8 romantic date ideas for a cannabis themed Valentine's Day. This is from last year, but I can't get over when people say a wakey bakey. That's like during COVID. My friends, we followed this like gal in Chicago, and every morning she would be posting about her brekkie. And I was like, I can't do that. Oh, brekkie, wakey, bakey. Like, bitch, we're smoking weed here, man.
I mean, I do love a wake and bake.
That's just it. Then that's what we're doing. We're doing a wake and bake.
Not a wakey bakey.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm all for it. So that's just one idea, is to just wake
up. Just wake up. First of all.
Just wake up for this day. Step one.
Just wake up.
Just wake up. Get on with your day.
Okay, step two is one of my faves, and it's to go on a nature walk. And we have implemented this in the fall a lot. And
I like
actually,
that.
I just got my state park pass in the mail this week. So lots of hikes, and we will be not just Valentine's Day either. That's the thing.
Anytime.
Go on a trail hike.
Just touch some grass.
Apparently, wakey bakey and go on a trail hike.
This is a good day so far. I like all of it.
This is we're just going to plan the whole day. I would say we would flip. So then I'm going to switch this list around if we're going to do it that way.
Okay.
From there, a cannabis couple massages.
Okay.
I don't know who does these type. Get a cannabis infused lotion or oil and enjoy rubbing the creaks out of each other's necks. Oh, all right. I thought
that their necks, I'm sure.
Uh-huh, right. Okay. Then that sounds great. Then how about relax with your favorite cannabis movie?
Love that. It's like every day.
I'm like, I'm going to go get, you know, a cannabis infused massage and watch Super Troopers.
It's a good day.
Sounds like a good day. Enjoy a cannabis mocktail.
Ooh.
I mean, we both love the beverages. A spa day with your vape. Okay. When you get to the spa, enjoy your vape pen together before heading into this. Oh my God. Okay. First of all, that's just every time I go out in public. So that's not special.
That would make me feel more anxious when I'm like about to get a massage to like be super stoned. I don't know.
Maybe, probably not for me, but that's because every time I go out in public, that's like I'm not sharing a vape with anybody. That's. Yeah.
Share the vape with your masseuse.
Right. go to the movies. So you're either going to have watch a cannabis movie or you're going to go to the movies. Sure. Mm. I'm trying to think. We were talking recently about, did we get high and go to a movie? I don't know. I think that's what I would love to do that.
I mean, it's the only way to go.
Give them flowers. Number 8. Not roses, that's not nice. Daisies, not a mixed bouquet. Flower.
I mean, that's the flower I want.
I know, me too.
Nice bouquet.
I want a bouquet full of pre-rolls.
Ooh, that would be a good gift.
Great gift.
Great gift idea.
What do you have?
Speaking of gift ideas.
Speaking.
Look at us. We are professionals.
It's what we do.
So I found this listicle from High Her Story. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's Higher Story or High Her Story. I think it's High Her Story because it's like about women. Anyway, they had this awesome article about some gifts that will impress your stoner Valentine.
Love this.
And I picked out a couple.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, it's a beautiful, beautiful site, like, beautiful ideas. So, the first one, which we actually saw a couple of these recently, but the My Bud Vase.
Yes.
They are so pretty.
I love them.
It's all bongs, and they are made to look like, we'll share some pictures of a couple favorites. Like, I found this one that it's almost like Southwestern pottery looking, and like each one of them comes with a special like flower coming out of it, so it looks like you can set it on your like mantle and not look like a fucking,
like a flower vase.
Yeah, like it, you're not about to like rip that.
Doesn't look like my giant 2-foot bong that
with a grizzly bear on it.
Right, exactly.
And I wanted to mention too, it's woman owned. So
awesome. Love
one
that.
So good. Her name is Doreen Sullivan, and she, of course, like she created this company because she got tired of trying to hide her like tacky looking bong, and then was like, why is no one creating beautiful bongs? Like, so many women, like there is a market for it. And you can buy, like, they have custom pieces that you can buy on their websites, but then they have some like ones that they mass produce that, like, I mean, we were in a head shop in like the middle of
Michigan
and they have My Bud Vase, so they're everywhere. But anyway, I thought that was a cute gift.
I love them.
Number 2, something a little bit cheaper, that you could maybe, like, if you had a bouquet that you were drying out, you could make your own, but rose petal cones.
Ooh.
I didn't even know that you could smoke a rose petal.
I did not either.
I mean, I guess it's just a plant, so.
Interesting.
But if you can't find any rose petals, you could always get some Blazy Susans. Those are always really cute.
Yes, I do. I always have a pack of Blazy Susans.
They're just so pretty. That like pink or the purple little wrapper.
Mm-hmm.
The third thing that I found is the Stash Logic stash bag, which we both have one of these.
Yes, love ours.
We have the large silver tin, and it comes with like all these dividers. It's a smell proof, like it's a hard case. So like you can knock this thing around and like it's super nice. It comes with the dividers. It comes with some like tools and stuff in there.
Like a dab spoon.
Yes, the spoon. I think there might be like bags in there that you can use. Anyway, I love all their stuff.
It has the lock. It has a locked combination.
Yes. Keep it away from like your kids and your pets and all that jazz. And then as I was like looking back on that, I was like, oh, I have to give a shout out to Revelry supply bags because I love Revelry. It's all smell proof. I have their large roll top backpack. I have their fanny pack. I have their stash pouch. Like I love their stuff. And they actually, like, my backpack, like the lining on it broke, and they sent me a new one, which was really cool.
That was awesome.
Shout out to Revelry. I love, if you have like a stoner girly in your life, or I mean anyone, like they make stuff for everyone. Like it's nice, good quality, like neutral.
I know. I'm kind of obsessed with the smell proof tote.
It's so cute. And it's all smell proof. It's all lockable too. And it really does work. I mean,
yeah.
As a person who usually has cannabis products on them at any time,
right?
It's nice to know that you're not, you know, smelling like you just smoked an ounce.
Yep. Yeah. I love it. That's great.
Listen,
I mean, so I want one of each of everything you just talked about.
So, what do we think about the edibles? Did they work?
I mean, so I couldn't really tell you.
I couldn't either. It just tastes like it's like a regular edible.
It's like a regular edible. When I gave it to my boyfriend to try, he was like, what do you think's going to happen?
He's like, I'm ready to go. Don't worry about it.
I know. He's like, do you think that this is necessary? And I was like, no. He's like, I'm just saying, out of product research, you know what you're getting yourself into if this works.
Yeah. We need data. We need to know.
And yeah. He said the same thing. He's like, I don't know. I'm always ready.
That was an obnoxious sound that I just made into my. I mean, it's cool. It's cool packaging. Like, I really love their, like, the chocolate is in this, like, beautiful kind of, like.
I love the iridescent. Like,
yeah, iridescent kind of packaging, like, the stamping on the chocolate. Stamping,
it's definitely, like, a very high-end looking thing.
The box
but
is pretty, too.
The box is pretty, too, but it's just hard. I don't know.
They need clear guidelines on where the serving size is, though.
Not gonna lie. I've had this for a while. It could have, maybe they've updated packaging.
True. That's true. Yeah. Anyway, shout out Northern Lights. It's good chocolate.
Yeah, that was great. So, yeah.
Oh, shit. Gotta look. I think that it is time for our last segment, but right after this quick break. Welcome to Puff or Pass. If we puff on it, that means we like it. And if we pass, that means we're not into it. What are we lighting up this week?
The Valentine Classic Candy Sweethearts.
The chalky ones.
The chalk. That's all I think about. You would get them in a box because they could be like the Valentine. And that you could just write to or from. It was like a quick Valentine.
Yeah. I bet like the OG flavor tasted better than whatever they have now.
I mean, I never liked them. I didn't care about what it tasted like. I wanted to know what somebody was, how they liked me.
What
those
this
were
mean?
The important things, right? What does this mean? It's like a magic eight ball. I just was like, what is who's what's happening?
I'm a psycho. I love candy corn and I love the sweethearts. Like, I love the chalkiness of it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's disgusting.
I think I'm like 80 years old with my candy tastes.
I think that's fine. Candy corn. I love candy corn with peanuts. But just candy corn? No, thank you.
Yes, please.
So you basically what you're saying is you like wax and chalk.
Sugary wax and chalk.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Great.
I don't know. I don't get it either.
That's amazing. I would pass on sweethearts, but I definitely can get down on sweet tarts. What?
Oh, shit. Same. Yeah. Those are delicious. Yeah. What was your favorite, like, candy in elementary school to receive in a Valentine?
That's a tough one. I mean, I'm old. It usually was like, it was probably going to be like a sucker, like a blow pop or like Dum Dum or something like that. Yeah. I don't remember a bunch of chocolate. Like chocolate was, oh, you know what? We would always get like the heart, like Russell or Stouffer's, like.
Or the Dove ones.
Stouffer's or Dove.
Like the Russell ones Stouffer's. In foil.
Yeah. See's Candy, something like that, like those.
Yeah.
Or Fannie Mae was a big one.
Ooh.
I loved those. So that, yeah, I guess. Well, clearly I did get chocolate because I just named like 17 chocolate companies.
I always loved getting like the little, like, because I was always a chocolate fiend. So, of course, I like the sweetheart, like the chalky ones. But I also loved like getting the little chocolates. Mm-hmm. Like even like the little like Lindor chocolates that have like the,
oh yeah, the caramel
stuff in the middle. Yeah.
Yes.
Those were always good to get.
Yeah. This usually, Valentine's Day would kick off the season of Valentine candy, then rolls into Easter candy, and it is a downward spiral.
Doesn't stop from there.
Mm-hmm. But I haven't had any yet. So.
You're still going strong. No candy. Mm-mm. This whole month.
Oh, no, that is not true. We went to dinner this weekend with friends. We went and saw a comedy show, and we ordered a bottle of wine, and we split creme brulee for dessert. It was the first time we've done that in like 2 weeks.
Were you like buzzing with sugar energy after that?
I don't know, because I smoked so much weed afterwards before we walked into this comedy show. So, yeah.
It all evened out.
It was a great night. So anyway,
things were great. I'm puffing on chalky Valentine candy.
I'm puffing on giving out chalky candy to the ones that you can't say you love to and you just need to give phrases to. I will be passing on eating said chalky candy.
I love that distinction.
Uh-huh. It serves a purpose, just not for me to ingest it. Anyway. Thank you for listening and hanging out with us.
If you like what you heard today, tell your friends and then rate and review us on Spotify, Apple Music, and Amazon.
And follow us on Instagram at The Devil's Lettuce Ladies, on Twitter at Lettuce Ladies, or head over to our website at thedevilslettuceladies.com.
Until next time, flower to the people.
And smoke the patriarchy.